It is Mile High Magazine, and we are back. Murphy Houston here. Glad you are there. You know, since 2003, Donor Alliance and the nation have been observing April as National Donate Life Month to raise awareness about the importance of registering as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. It's also a month to honor the heroic donors and their families who said yes to organ, eye, and tissue donation. And with more information on that, joining us is Heather Burke, the PR Communications Manager for the Donor Alliance in our area. Heather, welcome to Mile High Magazine once again.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, it's good to have you here because we like talking about that. We get you guys on as much as possible. And as we were talking a little bit before we started recording this, last time we talked, it was a Rolls Parade. And I saw the float. It looked great.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was so lovely this year.
Yeah, they did a great job. I can't imagine all the work that goes into that. It's amazing to me to see those floats.
Yeah, it really is.
Crazy. But right now, it's National Donor Life Month. And so what are Coloradans doing to celebrate? I imagine you're the one to tell us about it. You are the PR Communications Manager.
That would be correct. National Donate Life Month, as you mentioned, it's an observance to honor the generosity of organ, eye, and tissue donors and their families, celebrate the lives of transplant recipients, and raise awareness for those still waiting for a life-saving transplant. Currently, there are nearly 1,300 people in our community who are still waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. Now, raising a Donate Life flag is the cornerstone of National Donate Life Month. When a donation occurs in a hospital, a Donate Life flag is often flown to honor the gift of life. And during the month of April, this cornerstone event expands beyond the hospital to include the entire community. So in addition to the hospitals, it's also our DMV partners and other businesses around Colorado and Wyoming. Now, locations across Colorado will also illuminate in blue and green this month, while cities and towns will proclaim April Donate Life Month to highlight the importance of registration to save and heal more lives in our communities. And Donor Alliance also encourages people to enjoy the light displays while also sharing their own light to help raise awareness or put a spotlight on the need. They can request a free Shine a Light kit at decidingondonation.org. So in that kit, you'll get a little candle. And this year, Donor Alliance is distributing a little over 300 kits, and that's to honor the more than 300 heroic organ donors last year who provided life-saving and healing gifts.
That's a big number, Heather. I like that. 300. That's a lot. That's a lot of people stepping up to the plate here.
Absolutely. And those 300 organ donors and their families provided more than 900 life-saving organ transplants. So it's just so many lives saved and healed. And in addition to that, last year, there was more than 1,700 tissue donors who provided more than 100,000 tissue grafts.
Yikes. 100,000?
Yeah. So, you know, when you say yes to registering as an organ, eye, and tissue donor, you have the potential to save and heal up to 75 lives through tissue donation. So tissue provides hope to tens of thousands of people each year who are suffering from disease, injury, trauma, or even blindness. So it's really an amazing gift.
Well, it means a lot to be a donor. It's not just an idea. It's important, isn't it?
It is. It's a big decision. You know, and one thing that Donor Alliance always messages to people is it's really important to share your decision with your family. And when you join the Donate Life Colorado Registry, you'll receive that little heart on your driver's license with the why. So that means that you will one day save up to 8 lives through organ donation. And as we mentioned, the tissue. And again, just really important to share that decision with your family.
Well, it is indeed. And it's very important. And at one time, and I remember years and years ago, because I'm way older than you are, Heather, it was tough for a senior citizen to donate because you didn't have the capabilities to use things like tissue, but now that's all gone. So almost any age can donate, can't they?
Absolutely. I think the oldest tissue donor at one point was around 105 years old. So anybody can donate at any age. There's no age limit.
So when you are needed, do you guys at the Donor Alliance, do you reach out to the names you know and say, hey, we need your help? Can you do it now? That kind of a thing?
Yeah. So what Donor Alliance does is we're a nonprofit organization that facilitates organ and tissue donation for transplantation in Colorado and most of Wyoming. So what we do is we honor a donor's decision to give the gift of life, and we walk alongside the family during the organ recovery process to ensure that their loved one's gifts are safely received at transplant centers in a timely manner. And as we talked about, Donor Alliance also recovers tissue to save and heal more lives. And what makes us unique that most people don't know is that we also manage the Donate Life Colorado and Donate Life Wyoming registries. So that's what most people are familiar with when they go to the DMV. And through Donate Life, that's the symbol of the cause. Donor Alliance educates and inspires the community about the importance of registering to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. So we're always inspiring people because the wait list does not wait. And, you know, as we mentioned, there's 1,300 people waiting right now. So, you know, it's super important for everyone to consider being an organ, eye, and tissue donor.
You guys have been around a long time, haven't you, Heather?
Yes, Donor Alliance has been around, I mean, longer than I have been alive. So, you know, I think it was back in, I want to say the 80s, but Donor Alliance has been saving and healing lives in Colorado and Wyoming for quite some time. So our mission is to save and heal lives and maximize all of our donation opportunities. And what's great about National Donate Life Month is, you know, it gives us and the nation a platform to really honor the heroic donors and their families, but to also, again, inspire people about the importance of donation.
So do you guys have like any kind of a gathering this month for National Donate Life Month?
We have several things going on. I believe we have over 60 events happening throughout Colorado and Wyoming. So there are those cornerstone flag raising ceremonies that we had talked about. Our big event is going to be on April 11th. We're going to have a National Donate Life Month lighting event at the Denver City and County Building. So at that, you will hear remarks from Donor Alliance's CEO, Jennifer Prince, and we will also have our advocate volunteers who have been impacted personally by donation and transplantation, and they will be sharing their stories. And we will also have other events and activities happening at that lighting event. But if you want to get involved, you know, in addition to requesting the Shine a Light kit that I mentioned, you can also visit our website for more National Donate Life Month events happening in your community at donoralliance.org. So we have a new events section and an events calendar, and it'll outline all of the events happening throughout the month of April that you can get involved in.
You guys sound busy.
Very busy. Never a dull moment, but it's all for a good cause. You know, it's all about saving and healing lives and really honoring those people who have saved and healed lives in our community.
Well, I'll tell you, we've had a couple of folks that have been actually had their lives saved because of people that have donated, and they couldn't be more thankful. They just can't be.
No, I mean, you know, I just did a story with a gentleman from Highlands Ranch who is a double lung recipient, and now he is part of a harmonica group and, you know, work in his lungs. And he is just so grateful every day for his donor. He's able to see his kids get married, you know, watch his grandchildren grow up. So it's really so impactful when you hear these stories, and even from the donor families as well, who Donor Alliance is always, incredibly grateful for. You know, yesterday I was at a flag raising ceremony at Children's Hospital with a mom from North Glen whose daughter passed when she was 12. And she was able to save and heal three lives through organ donation. And, you know, it's so impactful and meaningful when you hear these stories. And, you know, I think that connection to the mission is really what inspires people to want to register.
Well, I think it does, too. And I can't imagine a family going through what you just mentioned, a 12-year-old daughter from in Children's Hospital. But yet when they can help somebody else with her life, it gives them some encouragement going through such a tough time. It gives them some hope and happiness, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So what we've heard from many families is, you know, the process of organ and tissue donation and knowing that their loved one's legacy is not forgotten. It is really a bright spot in that very dark time that they're going through. You know, and you hear those stories and, you know, it just really tears at your heartstrings and inspires you to want to save and heal lives one day. You know, and you also hear the stories of, you know, like the guy from Highlands Ranch,
yes.
Healthy one day and very active to not being able to breathe or walk, you know, through his living room. And we also had another heart recipient, same thing. She couldn't even walk through her living room, but then she was able to receive a heart transplant and she ran a half marathon. So it was just amazing. And it's really amazing, these stories that you hear.
Right, for sure. Positive. So Heather mm-hmm. Burke, by the way, she's a PR communication manager for Donor Alliance here at the Colorado Wyoming chapter of it. I guess you call it a chapter. And anyhow, I was curious, is it only the DMV a way to get involved with donating?
So DMV, that's where about 99% of our registrations come from. But the other way, you can also go online and you could do it at any time. So you don't have to wait every 5 years for when you get your driver's license or renew it. You could go online to donatelifecolorado.org. And you can register to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor at any time there as well.
And once you donate there, you're on for life.
Yes, you are on the Donate Life Colorado Registry. So that means you are an organ, eye, and tissue donor, and you will receive that little heart with the Y on your driver's license.
It's on my driver's license. And my grandkids, well, what's that? And I get to explain about the Donor Alliance. And they think it's all pretty cool and that we're trying to help other people. I'm curious, though, when you do sign up, Heather, is there any health rules you have to have about your health before you can donate?
No. So anybody can donate. You know, we always tell people to, you know, let the physicians decide, but anybody can be a donor. There are no health restrictions, no age limits. Anybody can register to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor. You know, I was even talking to my dad, who's about 70, and he was not a registered donor, and I asked him why, and he thought because he was too old. And I said, well, that's not true. Yeah. Anybody can be a donor. So he changed his decision. And, you know, again, that's what's so great about National Donate Life Month is us and the rest of the nation are able to raise awareness how anyone can register to be an organ, eye, and tissue donor.
Good words there, Heather. Before I let you go, give me the website again so people can go to it right now when we're done.
The website is donoralliance.org, where you can go for more information on organ, eye, and tissue donation. And you can also visit our website for more details on National Donate Life Month events happening in your community under our new events section under Get Involved. And again, that's donoralliance.org.
Heather Burke, thank you very much for your time. And let's hope it's a great month for all and everybody gets involved with the Donor Alliance. It's important stuff. Thanks for coming on Mile High Magazine.
Thank you. And I also want to thank you for, you know, just shining a spotlight on this because you are literally saving and healing lives by helping us raise awareness. So thank you as well.
Oh, it's our pleasure for sure, Heather. Good talking with you.
Thank you.
And you guys, too. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you next weekend on Mile High Magazine.